This one, it's a unicorn.
Because democracy basically means government by the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded.
I want to kill the unicorn.
God, you're on fire.
Come on, man.
Everybody, welcome back to Splat's Unicorn Podcast with the King Horny Horse himself, Splat. Thank you. How is everybody doing this week? That's right, we're back, folks, for another week. The show. How was your week?
Come on, man.
How was your weekend?
Come on, man.
How was your Super Bowl Sunday? Sunday.
Come on, man.
Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Hopefully you went out, you watched a little football. You did something.
Come on, man.
I mean, it was Super Bowl fucking weekend, and if you're not in Vegas, party where you're at, bro. This should be a national holiday. And not only should it be a national holiday, because I see all the debates about, we should take Friday off or Monday off. That should be a national holiday. Oh, I'm so hungover. Well, it turns out like the Monday after the Super Bowl is the most called off day of the year, which I've seen. But okay, we'll go with that. Well, I guess everybody, I'm thinking holidays, but I guess everybody, or most folks, get off on holidays. But here's my proposal, NFL. You guys never listened to me anyway, so I don't know why you'd listen to me now. Here's my idea. Fuck Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, right? It's old. 58 years. Let's get rid of it. You know what sounds better, folks? Super Bowl Saturday. Hear me out. You have Sunday to recover. You don't have to call off on Mondays. They don't have to turn it into a national holiday, which I won't get off anyway. So why not make it Saturday? What is going on every Saturday, right? During that weekend where we can't watch it. You don't have NASCAR on that night. No tennis. There's no, what, we got basketball? We got basketball 80,000 times other 96 games or whatever the fuck they play. So fuck that. Don't give me no excuses here. I don't want to hear no fucking excuses why you can't make this happen. Well, Sunday they'll come out with some bullshit. Well, Sunday is, that's when we sell the most products from our, that's when people are, they're sitting at home, they're paying attention, they're not going out. Let me tell you something. The whole fucking country would make a lot more fucking money if you put it on Saturdays. You got no problem put fucking playoff games on Saturdays, but when it comes to Super Bowl, you guys want to grab your nuts and not let fucking go. And then we end up partying on Sunday, and then everybody calls off. I didn't, but everybody calls off on Monday. I felt like shit all fucking day. But I would have had that day had it been Sunday. Then you can move the fucking Daytona or the Clash of the fucking Coliseum up a fucking a week. You know, start it earlier. You could literally make so much money by putting the fucking Daytona 500 on the Sunday after the Super Bowl. See how cool that sounds? Look, man, you got the Super Bowl on Saturday and you got Daytona 500 on Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Right? Hear me out. Hear me out. It doesn't go with your script. Doesn't go with your what there, NFL? What is it about Sunday that has to be super? And people can go to church. People can do whatever they want. They can relax on Sunday if they want to watch the Daytona 500 or whatever. You don't even have to do that. That was just a suggestion, folks. We need to start a petition. We need to start a movement. Some of you that listen probably don't give a fuck because you don't watch football or something. But hey, we're talking about a major thing here. I mean, if the president can get on TikTok, we can have Super Bowl Saturdays. It doesn't sound horrible. It doesn't sound horrible. Super Bowl Saturday. Super Bowl Saturday. Coming at you live with your halftime entertainment, Toby Keith. Oh,
sorry. Sorry.
My bad. Toby Keith's dead, by the way. Oh, didn't mean to. Oof, God, I didn't mean to do none of that. Although I'm not a big fan, I'm not happy he's dead. Okay, it was a little joke. Okay, here's the thing. I was at a comedy show. I think it was a comedy show, or it was at the place next door. Somewhere. Maybe it wasn't even either one of them places. But I was somewhere, and there was a people at the table. And someone goes, "Who's playing the halftime show?" And I go, "Well, it ain't Toby Keith." Dead fucking silence. Oh, it was wonderful. Well, Splat, you shouldn't be making fun of such a patriotic country singer that made a difference. He brought us Taylor motherfucking Swift. I appreciate him for that. But I'm just not a country guy, really, like that. Like Alan Jackson and Garth Brooks. I know people are throwing their fucking radios right now, but listen. Keep that bullshit, all right? I listen to what I fucking listen to. Look, there's some country music I do listen to. Don't get me wrong here. That ain't the kind I listen to. Okay, Willie Walker Jr., Colton Waller. That's just a few, folks. It's just a few of them country boys that I like. Yeah. Sing us a song, you're the country man. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. All right, let me sing then. You need short shorts and a red Solo cup. To come and suck on these balls. Suck on these nuts with your short shorts and your Solo cup by the fire in the back of my truck. See, I got it. Should be a country singer. Something to think about, right? Something to think about. Did I ever mention you shouldn't get buzzed and go on a microphone? But here we are, folks. You guys get to witness my insanity in real time. Real time. I'm not shaking my ass. I'm moving my chair. For the record, if you're looking at the video, if there is a video, it's a crapshoot. It's a fucking crapshoot. I want to put them on YouTube, but YouTubes don't like me. Maybe I'll just throw them out there and whatever sticks you guys can watch. I don't fucking know. I don't know how long Spotify is going to keep putting up with my shit. Putting up with my dead Toby Keith jokes. I said the N-word a couple times. Let's see. I've made terrible impressions of other cultures and races. I've told the government to suck my dick. I've said retard many, many times, not out of shock value, just because I say it, but I'd prefer fucktard. Let's see, what else have I, should be, I should be gone for? I agreed that I like Taylor Swift. Eh, they shouldn't kick me off for that. I mean, how much money does she get from Spotify? God dang it. But anyway, Toby Keith's dead. Boo. For all my... I know a lot of people that like that blue shit. So enjoy your foots and your boots and your ass or whatever the fucking song that he sang. I'm not judging you. It just sucks. Sucks. But R.I.P. Toby Keith. He did a lot of good by bringing us Taylor Swift. Folks. So yeah, that was the sorry about all the getting off topic there with Toby Keith. This light's too bright. I'm gonna have to put on my, so what happens when you get buzzed and the bright lights are on. The Super Bowl was amazing. First, before I get to the Super Bowl, I like to go in chronological order my fucking weekend. But I went to, I wasn't going to go out to Tokes and Jokes at Mr. Nice Guy's Friday night. But I decided to because Ty Rivera was there. Well, before y'all start yelling at me, let me get the names of the boys that were there so we don't get, you know, try and pronounce everybody's name wrong. I should pronounce one wrong just for Ariel. She deserves that. She deserves a guy getting his name spelt wrong. Spelt wrong. Yes, 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 I would like that. Okay, sure. What happened, wife? Okay, so we had it wasn't Ben Buck. I don't know what happened. Maybe he didn't make it or whatever. But my boy, my guy, Nate Deal was fucking there, folks. And I'll get to him in a second because he's got a band out. Sam and Frank were there. Spencer Cavins was hilarious. Mike Eaton, my guy. Love this guy. He was fucking great. Go check him out. Go check out Mike Eaton at mike.e.eaton. And Spencer Cavins at Spencer Cavins. He's the only one that I really know that has it just legit. That's his name. And of course, I got to meet the man, talk with him for a little bit. Love the guy. One of the funniest guys out there. Been around for a while. Ty motherfucking Rivera. I'm going to have to pause. I hear a weird, something's going on. I don't know if you can hear that. Sorry, I had to pause for a minute. You hear that? I don't know if you guys is translating to you guys. So my sink, there's nothing on. There's no water running. There's the disposal isn't on. And do you hear that? Hold on. Sounds like a fucking drummer off in the distance. Sorry if it affects what's going on here. That's weird. It sounds like it's coming through the drain. Maybe somebody's working on another pipe or something? I don't fucking know. So weird. Sounded like my house is blowing up through the headphones here. But anyway, Ty Rivera, funny guy. Go check him out. I'm not sure if we have any clips from him. Like I said, I don't like to take clips of these guys. Just out of respect, unless I have their permission. But go check him out. Ty Rivera, funny guy. Look, the... I know I say it every week, every time I go there, but go to Tokes and Jokes on Friday nights at Mr. Nice Guys, 13201 Pawn Springs Road, Austin, Texas, and you will not be disappointed for a low fee of $25 for VIP seating. I mean, come on, guys. You cannot go wrong going there. The comics that were there Friday, the comics they're getting in there, period. Are fucking super quality comedy. And you may not have heard, I haven't even heard of some of them. I've heard of some of them. I have not heard of some of them. I've seen them a couple times at Tokes and Jokes. But I'm telling you what, it never fucking disappoints. Now, smoking weed bothers you, then probably not your jam. Go Comedy Cap City or whatever the fuck it's called. But I'm telling you, the comedy, Ty Rivera, Mike Eaton, all these guys, the ladies last week or a couple weeks ago or whatever, the ladies there, usually it's a mishmash. You always have DJ Chaotic there spitting the jams. Then he does some comedy. Sometimes they do some freestyling, of course. But go check it out. Ty Rivera, thanks for the chat after. Thanks for the picture. You're a stand-up guy. Not a stand-up comedian, but a stand-up guy. And it was nice to talk to you. And maybe someday we'll have you on the podcast. Anytime you're not busy. If you want to. A lot of people... They say, yeah, and they probably go back and listen to my podcast, and I don't hear from them again. But I got a couple people that are going to be coming on soon. Shout out to my boys from the Green Room, Scotch and Dylan. I want to get one of those on, and maybe at the same time, maybe separately. Who cares? Let's get some people. My goal this year is to get more people on here that want to be on here. I'm looking for people that want to come on here and just talk and not be afraid of the outside world. And look, you don't have to use your real name, but come on here. I need people to be open and not afraid to censor themselves and have a good conversation. It's just a conversation. But go up to the Green Room and check them out. Go check them out on the webs. The socials, and man, what a funny motherfuckers. All of them were fucking hilarious. There was a couple that weren't so much, but they had their funny moments. I won't say who they were, out of respect. But I will say that was one of the funniest ones I've been to at Tokes and Jokes. So shout out to Kelly, Ashley, Courtney, Keith, or DJ Chaotic, whatever you want to call them, and the boys in the smoke shop. Give it up. Give it up, bitches. Give it up, bitches, for the fucking green room, Mr. Nice Guys. Yeah. Weed every day. Oh, yeah. And of course, Saturday or Sunday, before I get started with anything, I want to say heavenly happy birthday. I guess that's what you would say to a friend that passed away last week, Anthony Gizzy. Gizzy, as I like to call him. I used to call him Glizzy Gizzy. His birthday was Sunday, so... happy birthday to you. I had a conversation with a friend that thought that was weird that I wished him a happy birthday on his birthday. Because he just passed away last week. So, no more noise. That was weird. And so I just simply said I do it to everybody that I lose. I still wish them a happy birthday because they did have a life. They did have a birth. And we still should celebrate the memories and the time, the life that they lived here to get to that death. We should still always celebrate it and remember that they were alive, they were born, and they did die. I celebrate both. I don't celebrate the death day. I observe it, you might say. So it was his birthday. Happy birthday to you, Gizzy. Miss you, bud. But out everybody out there on that note, before I go any further, go check on your people. Check on yourself. If you see any signs within yourself or somebody's telling you something or you see somebody else with these signs and they're, you know, get them the help they need, even if it's involuntary. If you know it's going to be out of hand and you know it's going to cost you your friendship, do it fucking anyway, because we all deserve a chance, because all of us are not in our right minds in these situations. In a mental health situation, you're not you. You're you, but it's not the you that's out every day laughing and joking and having a good time, maybe going through some turmoil, but you bounce back. But then there's this other thing that creeps out, and it creeps in our souls and our brains, and we all have it. And anybody that denies they have it is a liar. So before I go any further with this episode again, I have to say it all the time. Mental health is the most important thing in this life. We can joke about it, deny it, accuse people of it because they live a certain life. But we need to keep in mind, I'm sorry if I repeat this every week, but God damn it, I'm losing people left and right. Some not for mental, but most of them. And I've lost too many people in my life over mental health and coming close to myself. So I hate to sound like a broken fucking record, but God damn it, mental health has been pushed aside by racial bullshit, political bullshit, gender bullshit, climate change bullshit, war bullshit. Mental health is where it all starts, and that's where our problems are. There was just a mass shooting. Everybody was, it was transgender. But come on, man. She took her fucking child into that thing, or not a school. It was a church, Joel Osteen, right here in Texas, Houston, Texas. And I've been not watching the news lately because I have to get out of my, you know, my mental issues. Because the more I watch it, the more depressing it is. You don't realize it. You keep going about your life and you're like, fuck, that's... Oof. And then your subconscious absorbs that, right? And I have to watch it sometimes. I pay attention to it a little bit here and there. Maybe a show or a podcast I'm watching. Pay attention to your, you know, we pay attention to our food diets, but let's pay attention to our listening and our visual diets. Sometimes we get in a cycle of watching some things and subconsciously it fucks with your brain and you don't realize it until sometimes it's too late. But mental health break here. Fuck all the commercials. This is what I'm telling you. I love you. You're cared about. You're wanted by somebody or anybody in this world. Do not leave us without at least asking for help. And don't leave yourself without asking for help. You have to be self-aware as much as you are aware of your friends. And I know this is probably going to go in one ear or the other, and we're just going to go about our days. And look, man, it's hard. It's a hard fucking job to be paying attention to your people and seeing the signs, because we're so complacent in our lives. We hang out together. We drink together. We smoke together. We do this together. Maybe we jack each other off. Maybe we finger bang each other. Maybe we do nothing. Maybe we just hang out in silence. But for us to have full knowledge of somebody, what somebody else is thinking or going through, we always see the pictures of this is the last picture before they died, and they're fucking happy as shit. As fucking shit. And we don't realize it. I'm guilty of that myself, of putting on the happiness. I put it on, I turn it on. But deep down inside, I go home alone and I fucking deal with the darkness. Is that a healthy thing? No, but I've done it so much over the years. It's basically my third or my sixth sense at this point. And I don't mean to bring the podcast down or anything, but this is where I talk about these things. And before we get into the Super Bowl and make cracking jokes and talking about love and commercials and what a great job so somebody did at halftime or they did on the fucking thing, I want to talk about mental health, because this is fresh and I talk about it a lot here. I know I go on these little rants all the time, every episode, but goddamn, if you've been listening, how many people have I lost? Because of mental health. How many issues in this country are because of mental health? Mental fucking health. And I told you, I don't just talk about this in March or whatever fucking day mental health month is. I can't keep up with these fucking months. But this is our top priority on this podcast, is your mental health. And your family and your friends and your kids and whoever, your whatever. That should be the number one thing that we talk about. For the new listeners, people, you know, society has made it so taboo to have mental health and label you as insane or crazy. A lot of my listeners have been listening a long time. I have heard this before and I apologize, but I don't apologize, because I do have new listeners and they have to understand that mental health is the top priority in the Splash Unicorner universe. I don't give a shit if you're gay, transformer, you're a fucking bro, ho, or those, you're a fucking black guy, you're a girl, a black person, a yellow person, a red person, a white person, an eggshell white person. I don't give a fuck what you are. I don't give a fuck what you do for a living. Deal with your mental health and don't be ashamed of it. And everybody out there that shames people for their mental health, fuck you. You're the one that should be put in an asylum and be lobotomized. And that's the simple fucking fact. And you think that's harsh, but look at the shit you've done to people you've labeled insane and crazy and mental. And you give them fucking medicines and you shock them and you put them in padded rooms and this and that, and you just let them rot in a fucking hospital somewhere. While it's like my feelings and shit. The shit that I fucking don't deal with, I stuff it inside and forget about it. That's what you're doing to these people. So anyway. Anytime I lose anybody, it's sad. But when anytime I lose anybody from mental health, that hits really close to home. And I'm sure a lot of you out there, if not most of you, know what I'm saying and know how I feel. Because when somebody dies by an accident, cancer, or something like that, that's horrible. That's sad. But when I have the same fucking problem as somebody else that died, that's a fucking wake-up call. Many times a fucking wake-up call. And honesty out here, honesty, put it all out there. I've probably since the pandemic, probably a little after the pandemic, I've turned into this cocoon of depression, or not depression, like my mindset is, and this is sad, this is a sad fucking mindset that I can't get close to anybody or any of this or that because I'm afraid of losing them. Because maybe, in a sense, leaving me physically. But I have so many people that passed away in my life and left me. And this may be selfish, but I'm afraid to have any connection because if I get too close to somebody, they're going to fucking go. I know that's a sad, sad world to live in, but these are the mental things that I need to fix. And it's hard to fix because I don't know how, because I'm just like, I don't know how many... The further I distance myself from an actual getting close to somebody and opening up and this and that, that's going to take time. And nobody's got time for that. Nobody. You know, we got to get out of our heads. Maybe I'm just a little buzzed and all this shit is fresh and maybe I'm in my own fucking feelings and brain, but... We lost a good one, man. We lost a good one. And all I'm asking for is a little break, life. That's all I'm asking for. But anyway, let's move on. Everybody, seek help. Hug your kids, your family, your husband, your wife, your partner, your whatever. Hug them a little tighter. Enjoy them a little more. Let everybody that you know how much they are appreciated and loved. As stupid as you may think it sounds, or unmanly, or unwoman, whatever. You're going to regret it when you're not here anymore. Okay. Okay, let me speak again. Buzzed. But R.I.P. Giz, happy birthday, Giz. All in the same. But I do have the services this weekend. If anybody out there knows Anthony Giz, well, you're gonna see it on Facebook. If you know Anthony Gizzy, you already know where it's at. I guess maybe it's not my place to put that information out there, but if you know the right people and you know who I'm talking about, go. I'm going to try and pay my respects. These things get hard for me in the last years or so. It's hard for me to go to these funerals anymore or these celebrations. I try. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to try Saturday, but I can't guarantee anything. For my own mental health, sometimes I can't do it. But as long as the person that passed knows that we are all good, that's all I care about. So, yeah. Damn, did I bring this podcast down or what? All these deaths. But anyway, let's move on to this big... The NFL Super Bowl Saturday. Just kidding, Sunday. Sorry for your ears there, I apologize. But it was a good day. I usually watch NFL Network till game time and then I put on the game. But I had some family over, and my buddy Ross, of course, he's my football buddy along with Miss Michaels, but Miss Michaels couldn't make it. Someone partied a little too hard. But I understand because I party hard too. So Miss Michaels, we missed you. And hope you're feeling better after that party. God, I know how that feels, though. Jesus. I wrote a fucking song about it, for Christ's sake. Maybe that's what we'll play at the end of the episode for you, Miss Michaels. And the rest of us, for that matter. We all know we party over the weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend. Are you party on Saturday or Sunday? See, make it Saturday. But, of course, I had my niece, Kelly, over, and her husband, Eric, and my little nephew, Landon. Oh, sorry. Saw some cool clips of him playing football. Man, he looks good. That dude is a fucking... He's a beast on the fucking field, man. Someday I'll have technology where I could show you the fucking clips. But shout out to Landon, winning some games. Coming in second place in his little football league. Proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you. Love that kid. So they came over. I made some Texas Roman burgers. That's right, folks. I recreated a Cleveland, Ohio special called Mr. Heroes, and I made it here in Texas. Just a little spice here. So with waffle fries, of course. If you've ever been to Mr. Hero, my God, of course it wasn't as good as Mr. Hero, but man, I did my best. I think it's the first Roman burger cooked in Texas. But I used the spicy Italian to cook it with, and man, I impressed myself. It was amazing. I liked it. Everybody else liked it. They could have been lying, but I hope not. They probably took the leftovers of their dogs. And we had some good times. We had a good time. Of course, Coco was there. Yeah, there you are, Coco, my co-host. She was wore out by halftime. And let me tell you about this game. This game was boring as fuck. I did not expect the boringness. I knew there was it was going to be a defensive game by the 49ers, but I did not think it was going to... And I'm sorry for the people who don't watch football out there, but we have to talk about this. It's the fucking Super Bowl. Jesus H. So, where was I? Oh, so the first quarter, 10-3, just, this is what I will say about this Super Bowl is, besides maybe the last bit of the game, they still let them play it. I posted some things, little people got a little comments about it, but whatever. But, overall, the refs didn't sway it any way. They let them play. Wasn't a lot of pass interference calls. Wasn't a lot of bullshit, just calls. There was calls that were calls. Right. So I appreciated that about the game. Good job, refs, for fucking up the whole year. But, you know, the Super Bowl, you got your shit straight. Post Malone sang. What the fuck did he sing? Not the national anthem. Shit, I can't remember what he sang. And then some lady sang the black national anthem. The black, you know, we fought for segregation and separation, but let's have a black anthem and an American anthem. Because where the fuck were you born? Where the fuck were you born? America. And I got no problem with people singing their songs and doing this, but to say it's a national, what a black, what if I come out with a white anthem? Well, splat, that's the national anthem. No, it's fucking not. The national anthem is for all the immigrants and everybody of color and race and background. It's called a national anthem for the nation, not just a certain group of people. I saw that Megyn Kelly or somebody, some lady, news lady, I think it was Megyn Kelly, said that she doesn't belong. It doesn't. It does not belong there. Not that I care. Normally, I don't watch the national anthem because of all the bullshit. I don't give a fuck. I don't. I'm here to watch football. But and I didn't. I watched that, and I got up and smoked a doobie or in the other room and or outside or a cigarette or something. I barely listen to the national anthem. Because I don't want to fucking, it doesn't, because then you have to hear everybody that, did you see him kneel down? Did you see him kneel down? Oh my God, I'm never watching the NFL again. Didn't you say that last year? I said it last year, but they stopped kneeling down. No, they stopped showing it, you fucking idiots. I'm tired of this division of race and shit. Stop with this black, this, and white. That. No, there is not even a white. I'm going to come out with a white national anthem and then shove it up everybody's fucking ass. And if you think I'm being racist right now, well, you tables turned. You're the racist one by having your black national anthem. I think I've already expressed my feelings on this song before. I don't, look, it's not my. Have it. Have it on the Super Bowl. Have it everywhere you want. I don't care. But it doesn't make sense to me. We fight for equal rights and this and that, and then you separate us again. We fought against white this and black that and white this and black that. But here we are doing it again. That's what you guys think is cool with all your... Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. But anyway, let's move on because that's the least of my fucking worries. Reba McEntire, she sounded, what I heard, sounded great. The lady sounded great singing the Black National Anthem. She sounded amazing. It wasn't like it was horrible. I just didn't understand. Well, Splat, you're a cracker. You can't understand. You shouldn't under... Why would you understand? You didn't grow up black. We didn't grow up white either, motherfuckers. Yeah. So anyway, there's a national anthem. The first half of the game shocked the balls. It was actually a pretty good game for a defensive game. I don't know what you expected. I mean, would you want 55-45 at halftime? Come on. Halftime show by Usher, amazing, and now everybody's shitting on this and that, but the cool thing is he sang it live. Was he perfect? No, but you got every year motherfuckers be whining and shit. Oh, they're lip syncing. Look at that. Red Hot Chili Peppers aren't even playing their own instruments. It's not even plugged in. And these motherfuckers played it all live, and they were out of notes here and there. And you motherfuckers, you hating motherfuckers still complain. I don't understand. That was a good, that was a badass halftime show. I don't give a fuck what you think. Your opinion is toilet water. Your opinion does not fucking matter because Splat, was enter-fucking-tained all the way through this Super Bowl. Did the people I pick win? No, but I didn't give a fuck either. I was just throwing shit to the wall. You think I give a fuck about either of these two fucking gay-ass teams? Yeah, I said it. But my girl, her boy got his trophy. It's all good. Shout out Tay-Tay. I'm going to pause and get another drink. Fuck it. I'm going to talk while I get another drink. Everybody get yourself another drink. Going to pour me a drink. So, yeah, anyway. Ooh, whoosh. Don't get any logos. So, yeah, let me get back to the halftime here. Usher was amazing. Came out in fucking roller skates. He was dancing on the fucking... He was dancing on the field. That was amazing. Jermaine Dupri looking like Wednesday motherfucking fat ass. Look like CeeLo. Looked like Jermaine Dupri ate CeeLo while CeeLo was wearing a Wednesday Adams outfit. Because at first I thought it was CeeLo. And I was like, no, nah, that's Jermaine Dupri. And then her comes out, H-E-R. Wonder what her pronouns are. But anyway, she came out with a bad guitar solo. They did all, he did all the good hits, except for My Way, of course. he did Nice and Slow. Nice and Slow. That's not how it goes. I'm too buzzed up right now to fucking. he sang Confessions. He's of course, then he brought out the big dogs. What? Yeah. Okay. You know, he brought out my boy Little John, which was fucking amazing. I love Little John. Anytime Little John, it could be the shit. Look, you could write the shittiest songs, but Little John puts his little fucking magic on it, and it's fucking over. It is over, rover. But that was amazing. I fucking loved it. I don't know how you could not like this halftime show, and that's all I've been hearing is negative fucking things about this. He's out of tune. He was out of breath. He was sweating. He was this. He was that. He was he brought out Ludacris. And Ludacris brought out the fucking afro with the fucking sideburns. I think that was a little jab at fucking Cat Williams, which I thought was hilarious. His response to Cat Williams' whole thing was hilarious. But he came out. They did the song, yeah, of course. And then, Alicia motherfucking Keys. Mm-mm-mm. And that fucking outfit she was wearing, my God in heaven. Oh, I know every man, boy, woman had a lady boner. We had boners. Everybody had boners. Oh, man, she was hot as fuck. And everybody was like, even I said something. I was like, damn, I wouldn't be up on my wife like that. I'd kick your ass, Usher. And then Swizz Beatz, they're all friends, so it's all good. But then Usher takes his shirt off. Usher takes his shirt off. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because you know me. I'm for equal rights. He should never be allowed on the Super Bowl halftime ever again. Because if he can show his nipples, then motherfucking Janet Jackson can show her fucking nipples too. Fuck you. Fuck you. That's the only problem I had. The only fucking problem I had. He can take his shirt off, and Janet Jackson can, then fuck you. No more Usher. You showed your nips. He showed two nipples. Janet Jackson didn't even show a nipple. But this man can show his upper fucking body? Get the fuck out of here, NFL. Get the fuck out of here, society. Go fuck yourself and free the nipple. That's as far as I get as feminism. I don't want your free period thing. That's where I draw the line. Maybe I should take my shirt off and do the fucking podcast. I don't want everybody to throw up. It's halftime. Take your shirt off. I'm not Bert Kreischer, motherfucker. Isn't that weird that that's how I associate anybody who takes their shirt off? Because when he took his shirt off, I'm like, oh, he did a Bert Kreischer. Oh, shit. Did Usher just do a Bert fucking Kreischer? And all the black guys were like, well, who the fuck is Bert Kreischer? Who the fuck? They didn't shoot me. Who the fuck? It's chaos here. Oh, folkity folk, folks. What a fucking great halftime show. What a great... Alicia Keys, hot motherfucker. I love you, Alicia. The halftime show is amazing. I don't think how you could ask for... I don't know how you people bitch at fucking everything, but you somehow turned the halftime show into a bitch fest, a sucky... I need sex. We want George Strait. Blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing these country people, these old-ass rock and roll people... come on, man. It doesn't have to be hip-hop, but at least be hip. Shit. Well, the Rolling Stones were hip. No, they broke a hip. Well, 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 we have ghosts here. The ghosts have spoke. They didn't like my jokes. The ghost of Toby Keith. Splat, you just ain't right. No, I'm just wrong. But I love the fucking halftime show. It was amazing. Amazing. It was good last year. It was good this year. It was a two-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't give a fuck. Patrick Mahomes is the new Tom Brady. I gotta quit shooting people. But he's got a hot wife, man. She was on the Sports Illustrated or whatever. Oof. 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 I don't give a fuck what you guys say about her. She's a cutie. Taylor Swift. Hey, look, everybody. But anyway, let's get through the game and then we'll get to the Taylor Swift thing. Turned out to be actually an exciting game. That was going back and forth with field goals, then maybe a couple touchdowns. San Francisco missed an extra point. What could have been that? There's a lot of things in that second half that San Francisco fucked up on. One, they missed that extra point. But Spire, it didn't affect the ending. Yeah, but it could have affected the momentum at that time because now it wouldn't have been a 3-point game. There wouldn't have been. It did go into overtime. Then when it went to overtime, for some stupid reason, San Francisco takes the ball, accepts the ball when they should have been kicking the ball, since you're the second person. I feel like this is what I would do. I would defer, give it to Kansas City, kick it to Kansas City. If they kick a field goal or a touchdown, that decides what I have to do now. Now, San Francisco made the mistake by saying, we'll take the ball. And I don't know if they thought if you scored first, you won or something. I'm not really sure what they were thinking, but they did change the rules for the Super Bowl, I think. It used to be, let's say you scored a field goal in overtime. The other person could match that. Or go for a touchdown. And then if they got the touchdown, they won. Well, this year, I believe, like, if you get a touchdown, I guess it didn't work that way. Oh, on the first drive, I believe. If you get a touchdown. How did it work? How does it work? They changed the rule somewhere let's say San Francisco scored that touchdown. Well, normally that would be done. You won. But for the Super Bowl or maybe this year or whatever, the other team still has a chance to score that touchdown or field goal. I believe that's how it went. I don't fucking know. I know who won the Super Bowl. And that would be the Kansas City Chiefs. So congrats. to the Kansas City Chiefs. The final score is 22-19 in overtime. I think that was the seventh longest game in Super Bowl history. but San Francisco did make some weird mistakes. A lot of fumbles. The last touchdown or field goal or whatever before to tie it up to overtime. That fumble on that kickoff, that was just the ball hit the dude's leg and the other guy tried to go try to recover it. Because in real time, it looked like the guy went for it. We're like, what are you doing? Just let it go. But it turns out I'm the dum-dum, and it hit the guy's leg and it got fumbled. Other than that, San Francisco could have had that game wrapped up. Hold on, folks. All right, damn. Now I know how the comics feel at the green room. My nose is stuffed up. Chiefs win their third one in, 4 years? Going to becoming a dynasty, folks. Becoming a fucking dynasty. Sorry, my nose is all stuffy. There you go. Go Chiefs. Go Browns next year. So, of course, Taylor Swift, they're the hottest. Oh, my wife. If Ryan Reynolds ever divorces her, I'm on it. Blake Lively. Oof. God, she was the hottest woman in that motherfucker. Of course, you had Lana Del Rey out there. You had Ice Spice. Jeff Goldblum. LeBron James. Leonardo DiCaprio. But mostly Taylor Swift, baby. That's right. That's right. Taylor motherfucking Swift. Oh, man. I think she's cute, of course. We all know how I feel, but everybody's all in an uproar. Oh, my God. All they did was show Taylor Swift. And then somebody calculated it up. 55 seconds. A total of less than a minute, you guys. You grown-ass men are fucking crying about. Shut your bitch ass down. Sit your bitch ass down. They purposely didn't show her all the time. Once in a while. But it was a total. And this is the fact. This is a facts. 55 fucking seconds. And you motherfuckers get on the interwebs and on whatever. Your little vlogs and your fucking YouTubes and your podcast. And you're like, oh, it was all Taylor Swift. Oh, it was Taylor. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of Taylor Swift. Blah, 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 blah. Blah. If she's, like I said before, if she's influenced, I wonder how many little girls were watching the Super Bowl, or teenagers, or whatever, watching the Super Bowl for the first time because of that girl, or that woman. And the fact that we're mad that girls are watching football when we get mad because they're not watching football. Dudes, make up your fucking mind. Do you want the women watching football? Or do you always just want to hang out with the guys and I don't want my woman to be privy to fucking football and blah, blah, blah. You don't want your daughter to be interested in football? Wow. Boo on you. Shame. For shame on you. I think it's a great thing that somebody of her powers, she's not given interviews afterwards at halftime before the show. She comes in, makes her appearance for her little Swifties. These little girls are making signs for him. Dad, take me to the football game. You never thought in a million fucking years you would hear that. And good for her for showing up for the Super Bowl. And I guarantee you it wasn't just for her boyfriend. I guarantee you in her mind, she was like, I don't want to let these little girls that look up to me down. Because they're going to want to watch the Super Bowl. And if they go watch the Super Bowl and disappointed, all you're going to have is a room full of, or a fucking thing full of TikTok videos of little girls crying because Taylor Swift didn't make it to the goddamn Super Bowl. And nobody wants to see that. You don't want to see little girls crying, do you? Come on, you bastards. Shut the fuck up. Let these little girls enjoy the little time, the 55 fucking seconds that your little bitch's ass that couldn't handle. Let these little girls or these teenage kids or whoever, let these women enjoy it. Let them have their moment. It's not really that big of a fucking deal. Would you rather be looking at the guys in tights, you fucking homos? I just don't understand the hatred. It just goes back to my original theory where you guys see that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are happy and in love. The fucking reality is we all want that. We all want what I personally would love, a fucking woman that was down for me like fucking Taylor Swift is down for Travis Kelce. And I guarantee you women would love a dude that's down with them like Travis Kelce is down with Taylor fucking Swift. But you guys are too masculine to fucking admit that. No. Ew, I wouldn't date her. She has no flat ass. Look next to you on the couch, pal. You guys are pulling twos, and Taylor is at least an eight with her flat ass. Meanwhile, you got a fucking planet next to you eating fucking Oreos out of her fucking belly button while she's dipping it in her fucking toe jam, you fucking toothless fucking trailer park pieces of shit that's crying about a girl that's inspiring other girls. Fuck you. I hope Taylor Swift dates Travis Kelce till the day he retires, and every game she's at, they just shove it up your fucking homophobic fucking ass. Your fucking misogynistic fucking bullshit fucking, I'm a man. I can't let these women watch football and enjoy it for a second. I'm a man. Look at my testosterone level. It's high. And fuck this shit. I ain't watching the NFL no more. They got this bitch on here all the time. I want to see dudes, and I want to see them play with balls. Fucking idiots. And if you're annoyed by Taylor Swift, just don't fucking watch football then. Who cares? I think it's great. And I hope she keeps it up and inspires these little girls. Because there's women leagues out there. There's little girl leagues, flag football out there. But we don't see them because it's all manly sports. It's blah, 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 blah. Nah, you just don't want the transgenders going in and playing fucking your kids up. Well, here comes Genevieve. She's 230 pounds. She was born Gary. But she's now entered the Women's Football League. And she is 6'7". So, yeah, I don't understand all the... And everyone's... The Super Bowl sucked. All the commercials sucked. It's hate this or hate that or hate this. I hate the game. I hate the refs. Oh, I hate Patrick Mahomes. Oh, look at that. I hate Christian McCaffrey. Oh God, Kittle's just a fucking fairy. Oh God, I hated the halftime show. It was horrible. Oh God, it was just horrible. He couldn't even fucking sing it right. Oh my God. Oh God, I hated the fucking first half. I hate it. Oh my God, I hated the American anthem. I hate the black anthem. I hate the post that dude with the weird tattoos on his face singing some song that had to do with our country. I hate it. There's no testosterone.
You people are stupid. You're what's wrong with this. Can't we just go have fucking fun and let people have fun anymore? The Super Bowl, to me, top-notch Super Bowl. It was great. Turned out to be a great game. It was boring at first, which is great because you could bullshit, catch a buzz. You really didn't have to worry about it. You know, you'd have to cheer every 5 minutes. And then the second half was a fucking amazing. It was a damn near perfect Super Bowl. I'm not going to lie. Even though I didn't enjoy either team. But I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. That's what you motherfuckers don't get. There's so much hate on everything. I'm going to call this episode Haterade. Because that's all you motherfuckers. It doesn't. Every aspect of life. This isn't exclusive to the Super Bowl. You guys hate on everything. And sure, I sit here and I fucking hate on shit. But it's for fun here. You guys just do it to fucking hate. How do you do that? How is that even fucking possible? It baffles me. Your guys' thing on this fucking Taylor Swift thing. I just don't understand it. It has baffled me since she started going to these games. And now she's at the big fucking game. And you guys still... And they show less of her. And you guys still... Bitch and whine. Grown fucking men crying about nothing. But if it was Trump, you stupid toothless hillbillies out there, fucking Trump was there, do that, and they showed him 100 billion fucking times, your dick would be hard. Your fucking cock would be hard. And for the fucking liberals, oh, well, they don't watch football, so. Kidding. Kidding. All the Hollywood people were there today or yesterday or whatever, Sunday. It's jokes, people. Relax. Anyway, great. Went into overtime. We got extra. That's what I loved about it. I hung out with people that I loved. I mean, some people who I loved. You can't invite everybody you loved. I'm not rich. If I had a big house and a lot of property, you damn straight, it'd be a extravaganza. But it was a good time. It was low-key, and it was a good time. And I enjoyed myself. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to everybody. I had a great time. We were missing a few people, but that's fine. Things happen. This is the world we live in. We have plenty of time as long as we power through. Right? I hope you, if you put any money on the game, it was for the Chiefs or your parlays or your prop bets. If you got the coin toss, whatever. I'm going to miss football, but I get to watch the UFL soon. So there's that. And all the people that listen that don't like football, I don't apologize, but I do apologize that you had to listen to all that. You probably stopped it by now, but who gives a fuck? Little fly on the screen. Not a little fly. Guess it is a little fly. He's sitting there. He's watching the show live, bitches. Alive. Coming at you live. But yeah. Everybody. I guess we're going to wrap this bitch up. Wrap this bitch up a little bit. Like I said, it was a good time. It was a good weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend. The weather's been nice here in Austin, Texas. No civil wars have broken out. We have the president on TikTok now. Didn't we do a whole half a fucking episode one time about how they were going to ban TikTok from us, the people? And then they banned it from the fucking Congress and any federal whatever? And now the president's on TikTok. Does anybody explain that to me, please? Is that hypocrisy? Is that HIPAA law? No, I'm just kidding. Hypocrisy is an inside joke. But anyway. What is going on? I thought we were allowed. I thought China was going to get out. So China is stealing all this information. That was their pitch to ban it, right? They're still trying to ban it, by the way. But they say ban it. No, not on federal phones. None of this. You can't do this. You can't do that. But yet Joe Biden is talking about the Super Bowl or some dumb, who knows what the fuck he was. The Weekend of Bernies, we don't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's my nickname for him now. Weekend of Bernies. Weekend at Bernies is fucking talking about the Super Bowl, I think. Probably, I don't know. He probably doesn't even know what a Super Bowl is. Probably like, I just took that, but about the pads out the pants. But how can you tell us that we can't have it and our government can't use it, but yet Joe Biden's using it for campaign purposes, I assume, right? Since he's not going to get on the trail and debate or have any things, he's going to just, Trump, MAGA, Trump, MAGA. And Trump saying some dumb shit. Everybody saying dumb shit. But this is the world we live in, folks. And you got fucking Larry David choking out Elmo, and then he's got to apologize, and this guy Will Wheaton from Star Trek or some shit coming out here crying like a little bitch. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Maybe Elmo did fucking deserve that, okay? It was a joke. Everybody fucking relax. And all these people took it seriously. I was traumatic. It's like, now I know how children feel. Children are watching this. Children better be in fucking school. Not watching the fucking Today Show. And they're watching the Today Show. Shame on their fucking parents because there's fucking tablets and other TVs that they could be watching Nick Jr. or some shit. I love you, Larry David. But I think we're going to wrap this up for the week, folks. I'm going to try and get some people on here maybe here soon. Maybe this week. I'm talking to a person that's recently going through sobriety. And I told them that I'd like to have them come on, tell their story. Maybe it'll inspire some people to get sober. Not me, but some people. Some folks. But this person's known me for 10 years, so they know I'm not going to. But I'm not out of control or nothing, so it's all good. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they just decided to get sober. That's what we want to fucking talk about. And, of course, we all are hungover, especially some of us that went Pardon the Pain on Saturday. Not going to say any names, but begins with a Mrs. and ends with a Michaels. I'm just busting balls. Let me find a... But yeah, everybody go, of course, Mr. Nice Guys, go check out Sarah the Witch, The Frequency Podcast. She's got some new episodes out that you might want to check out. Check it out.
course, Mr. Nice Guys Green Room. Go check them out. Tokes and Jokes on Fridays. Something going on. There's always something going on. Go check them out. on the webs. Can't find them on the webs, go to my page on Instagram, Splatch Unicorner Podcast on Instagram, Splatch Unicorner on Facebook. And for some reason. And you can also reach us at Splatch Unicorner Podcast. No, splatchunicorner@gmail.com. Sorry, I got my shit mixed up there. It happens. This one goes out to everybody that's had a hangover this weekend for partying. Super Bowl hangover. Hey, everybody, join us every week. I'll be dropping Wednesdays or Fridays. Probably Fridays, depending on the process of getting this out here. While I'm here, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. I love you all. I love you all. Peace and love. In the holy smoke above, stay high, stay fly.
I'm out, bitches.
Bullshit.